all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you the devotional Promises for Your Everyday Life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Things change, times change, seasons change, but God don't change. And when we're drawing from the right root, then the continuum is in the fruit. See, the Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. Sometimes your love will be tested. Your love. It'll be tested to see. Because see, a lot of times your love shut off like a faucet. You know right away that's the wrong root. That's your fleshly love. Just look straight ahead. Some of y'all looking down, but look straight ahead. Huh? Well, I know I'm telling the truth. But it's the love of God, like the love that Jesus bore. He was able to say, Father, forgive him. And one time, there was times he got a little frustrated with his disciples, but he loved his own unto the end because he was connected to that grace. He stayed in that grace. It's a deep well that'll never run dry. And this is the life that God is calling us to, not just sometimes, but to live this every day, to be able to experience His grace every day. Okay, so renewing the mind is where repentance occurs as we read the Word or as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, like I said, I can be walking in a certain way and the Lord reveals something to me. He's not revealing it to me to condemn me. You know, some people get condemned, they go to crying and then penance. God says, no, that's not what I'm just showing you something. Can't I show you nothing? He show you so that you can repent. What does repent mean? Have a change of mind. Oh, Lord, I see now I'm going back this way. Okay, conversation over. God ain't looking for you to do a whole lot of, oh, Lord. We have to pull you off the altar. Renewing the mind has to do with a daily process of us dying to our own opinion. When our opinion is contrary to God's word or God's view, we die to it. In other words, I'm going this way. I was thinking this. Then God brings to my mind the truth. Then I die to my opinion. I die to that. I'm through with that. Now, that's where it begins. Now, let me go back to this statement. Righteousness, one who is such as he ought to be. Now, the book of Ephesians, it talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, one thing you have to remember here, now stay with me. This is a building block. This is very important. You are not, when he says put on the new man, now come on, stay with me. You are not becoming the new man. You are putting on the new man. You are the new man. As I said in that earlier statement, righteousness, one who is such as he ought to be. In your spirit, you are the new man. You are complete. When you come upon some areas of behavior or manifestation that are contrary. How do we overcome that without becoming legalistic? We put on the new man. When God brings something to my mind, instead of me getting all twisted out of shape with it, all I do is put on the new man. In other words, I become what I am. In other words, what's in me comes out. I don't have to reach out there and try to change anything. No, righteousness is one who is such as he ought to be. In other words, that's who I am anyway, for real. But somehow my behavior is contrary to that. So when God reveals that to me, I renew my mind. And I put on the new man. I'm not becoming the new man. I am the new man. It's like you got a closet full of clothes. And you go in there and you look. And you decide what you're going to wear today. You got choices. Your closet is full. And you got choices. So renewing the mind is putting on what's in your closet. What's in your spirit, putting it on. You're not becoming that. You are already that. I don't have to go out and buy something else. I got that. I just need to put it on. It is who you are. But sometime in the course of your life, you allow it to get buried. You get off course. You miss the mark. You sin. And the Lord brings it to your mind. What do? You go back and you renew your mind. Righteousness means one becoming who he is. One living in such a way that he is. In other words, your behavior got off. That's not who you are. Who you are is the righteousness of God. Do we got that? Tell somebody, I'm not becoming a new man. I'm putting on the new man. Now, putting on the new man means that you have to put off the old man. That's where you have to stop and renounce that opinion of yours that's contrary to God's word. Well, I see it this way. What does the word say about it? Well, I don't. Well, no, what does the word say about that? You got to take off. And see, on the quantum level, it's simple as that. You don't have to go through a whole lot of rigmarole and a whole lot of routine and ceremony and fast for 30 days. I'm going to destroy this yoke. No, just make a decision. I'm going to kill this devil. You done fasted 30 days. He's still there. He ain't going nowhere. Because you still ain't decided. Hello? You decide. You decree a thing. That's what it means. Decide. That sets everything in motion. When you decide. That's how simple it is. And that cuts all the religious jargon out. When Jesus came, he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What was he talking about? People see all kinds of things when he says that. No, he says, change your mind. Turn from the way you're thinking and turn this way. That's simply what it means. Repent. Think something over again. Change the way you are thinking. That's where it starts, with a decision. You are not becoming the new man. You are putting on. You got to remember that. You're not becoming. You already are. You have to go in that closet and pull it out and put that right garment on. That's who you are. Righteous means one who is such as he ought to be. How have we been living so far beneath our privileges and so far beneath what God says you are? Because you've not put on the new man. You've listened to folks. You've allowed your senses to determine. And we can never live from without there. You'll never, ever size up living out there. You live from within. The kingdom is within you. It's come without observation. God has hidden his treasure in you. All of heaven is hidden inside of you. It's not out here. It'll manifest in ways out here, but where's it coming from? From within. So, so, so important to understand. Now, before I can put on the new man, I must put off the old man. Putting off the old man is just yielding yourself to dying to yourself in an area. Just saying, you know what? I'm not going to do that again. Make the decision. By the grace of God. When you truly decide, temptation loses its power. See, the devil can't make you do anything. He goes about seeking whom he may devour. Lord said, you know, your eye offend you, pluck it out. Just make a decision. Stop looking at it. Hand offend you, cut it off. Stop doing it. Okay, go with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. Okay? For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. Now listen closely. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Go back to that verse 10. He says here, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. I want to key in on that. I will put my laws in their mind and in their heart. Now we need to look at what this word mind here means. And you get a Greek lexicon, or you know, go to the Strong's Concordance, you can look it up. But it's not the word that we think. When we think of mind, many times we think of intellect, our will, our emotions. And in certain places, that's what mind means. Here it doesn't mean that. God said, I'm going to write my laws in their mind. Not here. The word mind here means deep thoughts. It points to the heart. And write them in their hearts. Put my laws in their mind, write them in their hearts. That's kind of one little saying there. Because the mind here is in association with the heart. It's not the intellect that he's talking about, okay? He's talking about the deep thoughts. He said, I'm going to write my word upon their heart or in their deep thoughts. I'll communicate from their heart. It'll be written there. When we get saved, God puts his word down in there as an incorruptible seed. Now, he's not talking about our conscious mind. Now, stay with me. Are you with me? He's not talking about our conscious mind, because, see, we have full control of our conscious mind, our intellect. He's talking about he wrote his word. He put his word deep within us. That's that well. That's that grace. It's there. It's accessible. He wrote it there. It's there. All that we will ever need, your destiny, all that you need, all that is pertaining to your destiny is written there.
We are continuing in part 21 of Mega Grace, The Grace Awakening. How can one live a life righteously without entering in dead works? The simple answer is through the renewing of the mind. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing the mind is more than just gaining facts and processing information. First, there must be repentance. True repentance is not penance, but a change in lifestyle, a turning away from. When you change your mind and get the mind of Christ, God changes his mind and heaven begins to respond to you and for you. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect. language concerns.